Today on Path of Grace.
Think about what it feels like to be wrong. I've asked people what it feels like to be wrong, and some have said, it feels terrible. It feels embarrassing. Some might say, it's humiliating to be wrong. That's what it feels like. Embarrassing humiliation. It's terrible. It's a terrible feeling to be wrong. You know what? Those things are not what it feels like to be wrong. You know what those things are? That's what it feels like when you find out you are wrong. Those are the feelings and the emotions you have when you discover your wrongness. It's what it's like when you have your eyes opened to the fact that you are wrong. That's when the embarrassment and the humiliation and the terrible feelings come. But when you are simply wrong and you don't know it yet, being wrong feels exactly the same as it feels to be right. This morning, I woke up thinking about being wrong. I know that's kind of a weird topic to wake up to, but that's what I was thinking about. First thing this morning, that was on my mind. Now, when it comes to the topic of being wrong, that's something I know a lot about because I've been wrong plenty in my life. I got a lot of answers wrong in school. I saw a lot of red marks on my papers. I've been wrong about people quite a few times. I've been wrong about all sorts of things, including being wrong about the Bible, being wrong about God. Over the years, I've had my eyes open to my wrongness about God plenty of times, for sure. I've had my mind changed time and time again. By the way, you know what the theological term is for having your mind changed for the better? It's the word repent. To repent literally means to have a change of mind for the better. And through the years, I've repented I don't know how many times, and I'm glad because it's all been good. It's good to have a change of mind for the better. It's good to discover you're wrong so you can learn things right. You know, I've had people get mad at me through the years, though. They've said, James, I heard you talking about whatever, plug in a topic, you know, 3 years ago. And then we talked about it again the other day at lunch. And what you were saying at lunch about what you thought about a particular thing, that's different than what you thought 3 years ago. What's up with that? Well, I say, here's what's up with that. That's a good thing because it means I've learned something. It means perhaps that I've studied what I hadn't bothered to study before, even though I blabbed my mouth about it. Or it means that I've learned how to handle the scriptures properly. You know, the truth is it's only been within the last 5 years or so that I truly began to understand what Paul meant when he told Timothy to rightly cut or correctly partition or rightly divide the scripture. I had always been taught that that simply meant, you know, diagramming sentences the right way. Nope, it has to do with something else, which I talk about in other audios. You know, I tell people you should be happy that I'm growing. You should be happy that my views have changed on a few things because I've discovered that I've been wrong and have been willing to admit it and try to correct my views. Now, let me ask you, have you ever been wrong? Now, let me ask you something else. When you discovered you were wrong, how did it feel? That's what I was thinking about this morning. What wrong feels like. Have you ever thought about that? Well, think about it right now. Think about what it feels like to be wrong. Now, I got to warn you, this might be kind of a trick question, so think it through. What does it feel like to be wrong? I've asked people what it feels like to be wrong, and some have said, it feels terrible. It feels embarrassing. Some might say, it's humiliating to be wrong. That's what it feels like. Embarrassing humiliation. It's terrible. It's a terrible feeling to be wrong. You know what? Those things are not what it feels like to be wrong. You know what those things are? That's what it feels like when you find out you are wrong. Those are the feelings and the emotions you have when you discover your wrongness. It's what it's like when you have your eyes opened to the fact that you are wrong. That's when the embarrassment and the humiliation and the terrible feelings come. But when you are simply wrong and you don't know it yet, being wrong feels exactly the same as it feels to be right. Because when you're wrong and don't know it, you think you are right. Does that make sense? Now, I don't know about you, but again, there have been plenty of times in my life when I have been completely wrong and I had no clue. But then when those moments of discovery came, when the blinders have been removed and I began to see clearly how off my point of view was on that particular topic, you know, there have been times where it has felt very embarrassing. It has been humiliating. But along with the embarrassment and the feelings of humiliation, there have also been times of great liberation and freedom and joy in discovering I have been wrong, especially when it comes to my views of God and what Christ has done for us and what Scripture really has to say to us when we rightly divide it, as Paul told Timothy to do. But regardless, the process of having the layers of wrongness removed is not all that much fun because it is an assault on our pride. Whenever I think about being wrong, one of the people I think about is Fonzie. Remember Fonzie from the show Happy Days? I love that show. Watched it all the time growing up. I think it was on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. Remember Fonzie from the show Happy Days? Great character. I wanted to be Fonzie when I was a kid. He'd snap his fingers and interesting things would happen. Anyway, a while back, I was talking to a guy who was about 30 years old and he had never heard of Fonzie. I couldn't believe it. He'd also never heard of Tattoo on Fantasy Island, but that's for another story. Anyway, I remember an episode of Happy Days when Fonzie was wrong about something and he just couldn't admit it. He couldn't get the words "I was wrong" out of his mouth. It was like, "I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong." He just couldn't get the word "wrong" out of his mouth. And the thing is, we're all a lot more like Fonzie than we'd like to admit. We hate to be wrong. We hate to consider the possibility we could be wrong about something, especially if it's something we've talked about for a while as if we're so right about it. But the truth is, my friend, it's okay to be wrong. On this path that we're walking down, learning and growing, being wrong is part of the process. Discovering our wrongness is a big part of growing up. If we were all completely right, think about it. If we were all completely right, we would have nothing else to learn. There would be no need to study. We wouldn't even need the Bible. We would have no reason to look at it because we have nothing to learn. We have it all figured out. There's no possibility we could be wrong about anything. My friend, the truth is, and it's a sad truth, but I also think it's the way God designed it, because he's going to teach us something through it in the end. The truth is that we're all probably wrong about more than we're right about, and we're probably wrong about more than we can imagine ourselves being wrong about. And even the things we're right about, the things that we know, the truth that we're resting in, I think we barely scratch the surface of understanding it. There's a verse you've probably heard me quote before. It's an important one. It was a life changer for me. The Apostle Paul, as he was writing to the Corinthians, he said this. He said, "If anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as it could be known." Think about it. If anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as it could be known. Paul is letting us know that no matter what we know, there's much more to know. Think about it, my friend. We may know God, but do we know God absolutely, completely, and fully? Do we know God as fully as God can be known? Of course not. There's no way that you and I and our little finite minds can begin to comprehend all there is of God. We know a bit about the love of God demonstrated to us and proven to us through Christ on the cross. We know a bit about the grace of God and the mercy of God. We know a bit about the plans of God for eternity at the end of the ages. But whatever we know, my friend, our knowledge is barely scratching the surface. We know nothing yet as it could be known. We have a lot to learn, and we need to be reminded of that. Right now, we see things dimly. Paul said, "We see things now in a mirror dimly." In Paul's day, the best mirror was a polished up piece of brass. You could see a reflection in it, but it was never going to be clear. It was always just kind of hazy. And that's how we see things right now, through a haze. We don't understand all there is to know. But one day, we're going to see the Lord face to face. And those things that are now so fuzzy are going to become clear. And I don't know about you, but I look forward to that. Don't you look forward to having your questions answered? Don't you look forward to having things cleared up? Don't you look forward to the Lord helping things to make sense that never made sense to you before? How about having the Lord set right all the things you have gotten wrong and all the things you've been wrong about or thought wrong about or believed wrong about? Don't you look forward to meeting the Lord and having all that set right? I do. I really look forward to that. It's going to be a good thing. You know why? Because God is good. And God loves us. Now, if you'd like to dig a little more into the topic of being wrong and how wrongness can lead to some wonderful rightness, in the big archive on my website, I want you to look for an audio from December 12th of 2012. It's an introduction to the Apostle Paul and his letter to the Romans entitled, I Was Wrong. I think that audio might be an encouragement to you. My name is James Flanders. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, thank you so much for your prayers, encouragement, and support. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.